helping you be safe, smart, and secure with your finances. Welcome back to Home and Family Finance with your host, Paul Berry.
Always a pleasure. Our program sponsors are the Defense Credit Union Council, and we thank them for their continued support of this program dedicated to making all of us financially fit. And for all of our troops out there listening through the Armed Forces Radio Network, both in the U.S. and overseas, I have a question. Was one of your New Year's resolutions to get a better handle on your personal finances? I mean, did you really blow it over the holidays? And are you still trying to figure out how to make this all pay off? Get that big holiday bill paid down and paid off. Well, mark your calendars for February 23rd through the 28th, because that's Military Saves Week, and it's your chance to take charge of your personal finances. All week long, over 180 military installations around the globe will be collaborating with nonprofits, on-base credit unions, your on-base personal finance managers, as well as other government agencies to bring you financial education seminars, one-on-one financial coaching, and special incentive financial products. Hey, don't miss this. This is great. It's all designed to help you get personal, to get to know your money better. Look for more information on militarysaves.org and visit your on-base credit union today. No matter whether you are in the military or not, saving is a great way to live. So make sure you put aside at least 10% of your paycheck each week, each month. And you'll thank me for it at the end of all of that. What you'll also thank me for is the introduction to my next guest, Sarah Potter, especially if you are interested in the simplicity of the marketplace. Like, you know what? I hear all these people. I see Edward Jones and this investment company and that investment company and all these other saying, send me your money. We'll invest the money. We'll in mutual funds. You'll get rich in the market. Well, that's not what Sarah Potter says. She says, you can trade. You can do much of this yourself. And not only did she say it, but she's proven it. And she has started. She's the founder of SheCanTrade.com. And she's concerned that all of us, if you so desire, become financially fit in the marketplace, in the stock marketplace, in mutual funds. Sarah, nice to have you back on the show again. How you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm great. Thank you.
I would assume that you are even richer than you were the last time we talked from the success of the marketplace. I mean, the market's gone crazy up, you know, over 15. I think back then it was down to like 15 or 14. Now 17, 18. What do you make of all of this, Sarah?
Yeah, I had a fantastic year last year. And I think it's important as we're talking and discussing all this today that people realize that I did this on my own, trading my own money in the marketplace. And certainly anybody can do that themselves as well. With the market up as high as it was as we ended 2014 and now into 2015, people have the opportunity to, I believe, make way more money than many of these mutual funds and what these investment advisors are suggesting that they can do when they're putting in and not managing their own money. There's a lot of opportunity here, especially with the market up as it is.
Well, it's fascinating, of course, and I'm listening to you, and I know members of the audience are listening, and they're saying, what are you talking about, sir? I don't know a thing about the market. I mean, I see it. I see the, you know, each day it closes at 4 o'clock and somebody rings a bell, but that's as much as I know. And you're saying to me that I can enter this this particular arena and be successful?
Yeah, you know, and a lot of the formal educational systems or institutions that we have across the world really doesn't ever actually educate anybody about the markets and how to trade for yourself. When you go to an economics class or you hear a lot of advertisements on TV, they're always talking about, you know, go to the bank, put your money and give it to an investment advisor because they're a specialist and they can do it. And that might be comfortable and fine for some people. But the reality is we are living in a world now where a lot of these things can be done by yourself, right? The internet has really broken down a lot of barriers and access to information. There's a lot out there, which really is empowering people. You now, anybody can do it. Anybody can open an account and anybody can do trading with the same level and access as a professional trader can.
So you're simply saying there's no secret to this. It's just a matter of figuring out what you want to do, learning about how to do it, and you can get it done yourself.
Yeah, trading is a skill, and I think that's where a lot of people actually misstep. So a lot of people's first experiences in the market is generally negative. They hear about some tip or what they think is a great tip, and they put a lot of money on it, and they say, well, this is going to make me millions, and then it generally doesn't work out, and then they walk away from the markets, and people think, well, no, this is crazy, I can't do this. But the way that I'm approaching the market is different. The way I'm approaching it is it's a skill set to learn, so you need to learn to trade and to be responsible about how you trade, and then you certainly can get bigger and better as you grow and build that skill. And it's so unfortunate that we don't receive any education about how to actually do this ourselves in formal institutions, but I'm really breaking down that barrier, and that's why I wrote my book, How You Can Trade Like a Pro, because what I did was break down how I trade every single day in a very simple, straightforward manner so that people can learn the skills to do this themselves. I did it. I mean, I don't have a financial background at all. I am breaking down all those stereotypes and saying, I know I learned to do this over time and I've built up my account and now I do this full time. It's a great, great career just trading for yourself and managing your money. Anybody can do it.
I love it, Sarah.
You could do it.
I love it. So let's talk about that. I know your book is there, but do you also train people? Does your website provide any information that would be helpful in terms of me getting started?
Yes, SheCanTrade.com also is a place where I actually trade live there. So people can watch me trade live if they want to learn. There are courses that I've created so that people can actually understand how to do it. And I just, the biggest nugget of information I hope people walk away with is trading is not gambling. Trading is a skill. And as long as you approach the markets responsibly, it can be very lucrative for people. The moment you think you're going to Las Vegas and you're rolling the dice on a stock, then that's not a good place.
You're in trouble at that point. Okay. When we come back, let's talk about the dynamics of this. How much money do I need to get started? Where do I need to go beyond the website? Will the book and the website get me where I need to be in terms of being a successful trader? We're talking with Sarah Potter. When we come back, she'll answer those questions.